Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Number 17 in the year of our Lord 2018. Can I say that I'm just totally pissed this morning? I'm about to drop the F-bomb. I have had it with this garbage. This is the reason why we will be leaving Spreaker coming in September. Not to mention, you assholes out there that think that you can attach my computer. I got your number. And no, I am not a conspiracy theorist and I am not paranoid because I don't normally believe this bullshit except when you run a program and it tells you that there's somebody there. Yeah, you've heard of anti-spam and anti-cookies and that kind of stuff that people can put on their computer and they run it and they tell you what's there. Yeah, well, I did it this morning after being interrupted and blocked from trying to log on to Spreaker all morning long. You guys think you're going to hold me down? Are you kidding me? It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen people try to do. You know that the media in this country have got, and you leftists, are the biggest a-holes and biggest idiots on the planet. And it's not just those on us on the right here that think so. I got some stuff here that shows, I mean, this is ridiculous. No, I don't have the fastest and brightest and newest tech equipment on the planet, but it does not act like this. I'm sorry, it doesn't go one day working absolutely perfectly fine and the next day all of a sudden, oh, we're just too old to work today. No, I don't think that, tech doesn't do that. Not to mention, Microsoft is pushing me towards Apple. I'm not a huge Apple fan. I'm really not. I think they're overpriced for what you get nowadays. However, they still seem to not have most, although they're gaining some of these problems, they still seem not to have most of the problems that Microsoft-run products. Maybe I just need to learn how to do Linux. So if anybody out there wants to teach me how to run Linux, that's fine. Because it's Microsoft bullshit. I don't know how many times I'm going to complain to you, Microsoft. Stop effing with my computer. When I want your goddamn downloads for your goddamn updates, I'll do it myself. Stop screwing up my computer with your bullshit. Plain and simple. I can't believe that you guys you tell them this. Oh, we were just trying to do it for your own good and to update. You're not updating crap, Jack. It's my damn computer. I should have the ability to decide what's on it and what's not. I am beyond the point of having had it with this tech stuff and these idiots out there that think that they know what's best and what I need and want. I'll tell you what I need and want. And I don't want your effing intrusions. And if you had a good product to begin with, why the hell do you need to keep having an update for you to fix your issues every other freaking day? How about you stop for a minute, get your asses in gear, get your effing product online and running before you distribute it? Then you might not have to do so many patches and updates, screwing up and effing up everybody else's computers. I mean, honestly speaking, is this too much to ask just for a little bit of just normalcy and legitimacy and logic? Is that too much to ask? I mean, I was in a good mood this morning. I know. Look, we've got this wonderful press out there. I mean, we are officially the laughingstock of the planet. I'm sorry. I know we've got the world's greatest political leader. Well, he's not even a politician, but we've got the world's greatest political leader, one of the top three right now, in Donald Trump. Other than that, we are the freaking laughingstock of the planet. And it was no more clear than yesterday's meeting with Trump and Putin. The Western lamestream media fell over themselves to try and read Donald Trump's posture and body language when he was with Putin. You know, I did a little bit of investigating, and I found that the body posture and his whatever, it was nearly exactly the same as it has been with every other political leader that he's ever come into contact with. He sits the exact same. Oh, look the way he's sitting. He's sitting like a little wet noodle next to Putin. That's the way Donald Trump always sits. Now all of us, before, you know, when he was, oh, look at the man spread. Jeez, I mean, and he's just sitting next to a woman with all that. He's trying to be domineering. He's insecure and blah, blah, you know, and he's just overbearing and all this other stuff. And now all of a sudden he sits the same way next to Putin. Oh, look, he's got the man spread to try to prove he's still a man. And look how limp he is. He's just weak. Putin's the man. Right, look. This is a guy that ran around wearing, you know, on horseback without a shirt, and he's in his 60s. Good for him, yes. But for crying out loud, our media has done everything that they could possibly do to uplift Putin, even while Obama was in office. I mean, it was so bad for a while. It was so bad. What did we have? We had Putin out there, you know, like Ronald Reagan. Remember Reagan on his ranch? We had Putin out there, you know, riding, you know, shirtless on a horse and doing all sorts of, you know, ranch style, you know, on the ranch style stuff and chores, you know, like chopping wood and stuff. And you got Obama out here wearing girly pants who can't even throw out a pitch. And so for a while there, even the left was wishing that Obama was more manly. I mean, I know he's not. I know Obama is a baby boomer, but for crying out loud, you would think that he was a Gen Xer. He was a tall, skinny, girly man. He tried to be alpha male. By the way, there was a picture. I got to post this picture. There's a picture. You know how you got Obama out there sometimes when he's looking really mad and evil? Well, there was a picture, and somebody, and it made me, nobody else did this, but it made me think of Strock, Stroke, Strock. Or is it Stroke, Strock, Strick? Whatever. Strump? Well, whatever his name is, however you pronounce it. I'm from New England. We don't know how to pronounce anything correctly. I mean, hell, here we pronounce, up over in Maine, they pronounce desert dessert. Not the kind of dessert that you eat, but the desert with sand, they say, it's just dessert. No, it's desert. Oh, maybe they got it right, I don't know. But we can't pronounce anything. I wouldn't trust a New Englander to pronounce anything correctly. So, if I don't know, if I say struck, it's probably stroke. If I say stroke, it's probably struck. I don't know. In any case, it made me think of some of the pictures that we've gotten of Strock, Struck, Stroke with a similar face. You know, I got to post this. But, folks, this is amazing stuff. And what did we have? Now again, well, he's in his early 40s, so he's, unfortunately, Generation X. He's in my generation, you know, Strock, Stroke, Struck. But here's another girly man. Anybody see the wiggle move that he did? And some people put it to a GIF or a meme where they're, you know, showing Hillary Clinton doing something similar. Well, that it wasn't the wiggle that got my attention. It was his facial expression. Now, I hate to put it to say it this way, but I thought for a second there, I thought he was bringing out his inner gay man when he was doing that. I'm just saying. Now, now we've never seen Obama use that kind of a face. You know, we've seen him use the angry, evil devil face, but we've never seen him use his inner gay face. But I've seen him do all kinds of other things that make you think, is this guy really a man? I know we've had people out there that have always challenged and said that Michelle is really Michael. And if we didn't have pictures of Obama back in the day, by the way, we have pictures of Michelle as a girl in her childhood, so she was born a girl. But if we didn't have pictures of Obama back when he was younger, I might say that it was the other way around. It wasn't. You know, Michelle was Michael. It was Barry was Beatrice, or Beatrice. Just saying. And so now you get a guy who, for the most part, still has pretty much, you know, has a full head of hair. You know, Putin's half bald. Trump is not. And he has been, I don't know all of a sudden how he's going to be intimidated by Putin. I mean, here's a guy who has faced down, face to face, with just about every other world leader. And quite frankly, it's the same kind of posture that Trump had with Xi of China. And I got to tell you something. I think China is far more powerful and more dangerous than Putin is right now in Russia. And yet Trump is going to cower to Putin but not to Xi? Oh, please. I mean, Trump has faced off against just about everybody on the planet. And Putin is the only one that he's going to cower to. It is the most feckless reporting I've ever seen in my entire life now. This is ridiculous. They are look, you know who understand this fully? Vladimir Putin. I mean, even Chris Wallace from Fox is asking about the Russian collusion thing. What is the man supposed to say? Putin is sitting in interviews. He's sitting in interviews, even with President Trump by his side and by himself with Chris Wallace. He is cracking up. He is beside himself with humor. Because, sure, what do you expect? Well, Putin denied that he was meddling. Well, what the hell do you expect him to say? Yes, we successfully infiltrated your election system and screwed it all up. You expect him to say that? Come on. It's got to be the dumbest. Hey, well, what do you think of this piece of paper? You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, but somebody needs to slap Chris Wallace upside the head. He's better than that. What kind of interview was that? You're going to ask a man about meddling in U.S. election? There was no meddling. There was no hacking. None. Why do we continue this false narrative? There is no possible way to hack the elections of the United States of America the way we currently have them. These machines are not online. They are not. Most of them are not hackable. Hell, half the machines are still, you know, you got to count by hand. This crap isn't electronic. And you conspiracy theorists out there, oh yeah, well the voting machines that they used in Baltimore were made by a Russian-backed company. Give me a freaking break. This is not the movie Man of the People. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen. Of course it can happen. But only if you have a machine that is used in every freaking district, voting district in the country. And if they wanted Trump to win so bad, if they were hacking the election and wanted Trump to win so bad, then why did Hillary Clinton initially have about 2 to 3 million more votes? I know mostly in California, but how did she get the popular vote until we figured out that most of those votes were fraudulent? I got to preface that because there are people who say, well, don't say that, Rod, because, you know, they're going to say that Trump is illegitimate. No, I've said this over and over and I sound like a broken record. Hillary Clinton lost the vote, both the constitutional vote and the popular vote, because most of her votes that supposedly she won, we already know that there were more than 3.5 to 4 million illegal votes. And if she only won by 2 or 3 million, guess what? She lost. How many more times I got to say that? But the United States and our media is the laughing stock on the planet right now. You've got Vladimir Putin just laughing his ass off. Oh, it was only a chuckle. Hey, trust me, when it comes to a Russian like that, that's laughing your ass off. He cannot believe how successful his infiltration campaign has been. And it had nothing to do with him and or his agents actually doing anything like putting ads on Facebook. You know, I honestly cannot believe that this is what our media and left actually thinks. They actually believe that putting an ad on Facebook is going to affect the election. So are you telling me that ads actually do work then? So that when you guys on the left act, well, they believe it, because when they lie in an ad, they fully expect you to believe the lie. There is just no way in hell. I can't fathom this. This is beyond the pale now. I know I'm in the business, and I got to go through this every freaking day, in order to do my research and in order to bring you this program. But I got to tell you, I need to have some Pepto Bismol with me or something every morning now, because I am sickened to the point where I'm getting physically sick every morning just going through the lamestream media bullshit. To have a mighty free press that we used to have in this country to be brought down to become so lame and feckless, to become the laughingstock of the planet, is just all simply because you just don't like who Americans... Well, you didn't like when Bush won either, but you didn't act like this. I mean, this is just because you didn't get your way this time, you're going to have a fit? You're going to have a 4-year-long temper tantrum? Really? How about 8 years? And you're going to have this temper tantrum that you're going to carry it over overseas and sit down with another foreign leader and ask him feckless, stupid questions like this that causes him to actually cry. I wish I was there. I actually do, because I would love to see all of Putin's people in the background just laughing their asses off behind this. I'm sure they were. If Putin was chuckling, I know the rest of them were laughing their asses off. And it had nothing to do with them actually taking ads out on Facebook or Twitter. The real success that the Russians had in quote-unquote infiltrating and meddling and hacking our election system is the fact that we've got an entire media that's buying into this crap and keeps promoting that narrative on a daily and nightly basis. If Trump went into the meeting with Putin and as a wet noodle, it's because of our lamestream media doing it to him. That there is no doubt about this stuff, folks. You know, enough is enough already. It is beyond enough. I get it. You don't like his politics. Well, I don't know if you don't like his politics. You know, some of the stuff that he does, you know, Obama did the same thing, but now you don't like, you liked it when Obama did it, but you didn't like, you don't like it when Trump is doing it. So it has nothing to do with Trump's politics. Trust me, this has nothing to do with Trump's politics. Sure, the left doesn't like his some of his conservative policies. Fine. That's true. That's traditional. That's the way they've always been. And vice versa. You know, we don't like we conservatives don't like liberal policies. That's fine. That's politics. But when you specifically don't like a particular policy, that isn't even really a policy, but you don't like that policy, but the previous administration that you absolutely adored did exactly the same thing, well, that's beyond politics. That has no place in the media. None. Not even in op-ed pieces. Because you're supposed to be smarter, brighter, and wiser than that. And yet you've just proven how feckless, how stupid, how shameful you really are. And the rest of the world is caught on so bad that they are willing to laugh at you in your face during an interview with even a so-called right-leaning newscaster by the name of Chris Wallace. Because Fox has fallen. You know, Sean Hannity had one thing absolutely dead on. Real journalism is dead. Even on Fox, it's dead. It doesn't even have a tombstone. It's been buried, and we don't know where the hell they buried it, but it's dead. We don't have a real major news organization roaming the planet from the United States right now. We don't. Not even Fox. We do not have one. And that is the most dangerous thing on the planet. You think militaries are dangerous? You know what the most dangerous thing is propaganda. Propaganda administrations or propaganda departments. And we've got the world's largest propaganda department on the planet. It's called the lamestream media of the United States of America. They are doing more damage to us than any other foreign government or army could ever do. This is... we need to take a break. I'll be back.
You're listening to The Rod Echoes Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of their friends, who share with five more. Before long, thousands get involved. Pet stores stop selling dogs from puppy mills, and even more lives are saved. And with your help, we can save them all. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are five times more likely to have hepatitis C. But most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5 plus 2 equals perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
We've all heard of male enhancement. But now, there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer. Because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
So if you're just tuning in, I know things seem to be a little bit off this morning, and that's simply due to the fact that we had some technical glitches earlier this morning, and we are doing the full, we're not doing an amended show today. No. It got to a point where it just totally pissed me off that, you know, okay, I can be 5 minutes late. But when you constantly screw up and lock up like it was doing, that just ticked me off. So I'm doing the full freaking 3 hour show today. We're gonna slip into a half hour of Russia. You know, can I just say, I don't mean to sound arrogant or boisterous, but it's getting to the point now where come on, folks, let's be honest. I'm better than Rush Limbaugh is right now. I am. It's not being arrogant. I'm just being logically truthful. I don't have the budget that he has to put on. Can you imagine if I had, you know, a full blown budget to do and staff to do a program? Oh my! I'm kind of dreaming about that right now. How awesome all of this stuff would be. And by the way, for those of you who think, well, Rod, you know, you can't have technical issues. You know, your technical issues aren't real. Last week, Rush Limbaugh had technical issues. So bad that he couldn't even get on the air. He had to get a guest, an emergency guest host. Anybody? So, hell, if Rush Limbaugh can have technical issues like that, then why, you know, I get some people tell me, well, yours are fake. Why is it mine are fake, but his are real? Oh, I forgot. You know, yeah, there are people out there that think, well, Rush is a fake, too. He's not really deaf. yeah, I've heard some leftists try to get on Rush about his hearing loss. Saying, well, he's not really deaf. Because he doesn't act like a deaf person. Well, I know quite a few deaf people. And I know people that it has some severe hearing loss, and they can only hear with a hearing aid. And I don't think Rush acts any differently from them. Nor do they act any differently from Rush. So he didn't need gimmicks. I will give Rush that. He didn't need gimmicks. He doesn't need gimmicks. He's still the most listened to. And his audience is only rising, which is really kind of interesting. I mean, everybody, well, Rush is, he's getting old and tired. I don't think he's getting tired. Well, is he 66, 65? So he's getting up there, you know, numerically in age, but I don't think he's older or tired. And his audience is just, his audience keeps rising. Same with Hannity. Although, yeah, I don't listen to Hannity all that much anymore either. It's not because I don't like them. Part of the reason is that they're tied too much to not their ratings but their advertisers, and sometimes you can hear them pull back. I know Hannity holds back a lot of times simply because he doesn't want to lose his. I mean, he sees what happens to other people. He knows what they try to do to him a couple of years ago. I mean, they this whole boycott thing. Well, boycott Hannity and get, you know, Laura Ingraham and those people that try, you know, losing a few. They even pulled that crap on Rush a few years ago. It didn't work. Simply because advertisers realized, well, you know what? you left can do all the hating you want, but we're in business to make money, and a lot of people listen to these programs, so we're going to go back. And some of those advertisers, you know, I know for a fact that Rush didn't allow them to come back. How do you like having that kind of power? To being able to tell an advertiser, nope, you effed up too much. We're not taking your ad dollars. Well, you gotta want our dollars. You gotta want our advertising budget. We don't need you. We're full. And you only get that way by garnering an audience. And nobody on the left has that kind of pull or power because nobody in the left has that kind of. I mean, look. Check out CNN and MSNBC. CNN is so bad that the Food Network and HGTV has a greater watching audience than they do. In other words, for those of you in Rush Limbaugh's Rhea Linda, HGTV and the Food Network have better ratings than CNN, which means they have more viewers than CNN. But yet CNN is the leading cause of fake news, misrepresentation all around the world. Well, it's around the world. And this came to light a few weeks ago when people were talking about Donald Trump and listening to Donald Trump and talking to Kim Jong-un and all that kind of stuff. And they were talking about how they thought that they knew America because of CNN. Understand that the rest, we here, we don't watch CNN. We poo-poo them. We push them aside. Understand that the international community, when they want international news, the only thing they have is CNN. I don't know why that is. I don't know how that is. But all they have is what CNN has to offer and what CNN International says. And what CNN International says is exactly the same thing that we see here. They're the same network. So when they're pushing this fake, false, hate Donald Trump narrative, we know the difference here. But the rest of the world doesn't. They see exactly the same thing, which is why they always expect there to be huge protest movements wherever Trump goes overseas. Because these people, that's all they see. Americans hate Donald Trump. Well, now people are starting to ask the question internationally. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You have an election system, right? Yeah. Well, if everybody in America hates Donald Trump, how did he get elected? Who voted for him? Yeah, I know you can't put all this stuff together and then come out and say, well, you know, it was all the Russians. There's nobody else on the planet that gives the Russians that kind of. Can you imagine this? Think about it. We are one of the most powerful nations on the planet. One of the most powerful nations that the planet has ever, ever, ever seen. One of the most influential nations the planet has ever seen. And yet we can't control our own elections? Some second-class, second-rate, backwater country by the name of Russia has more control than we do? Now, I'm sorry, but Russia is. They're now they're trying to claw their way back into being a first-rate economy, first-rate military, and first-rate political influence. When the Soviet Union fell apart, they lost all of that. Vladimir Putin has spent the last two decades trying to claw Russia's authority back. They haven't gotten there, except in our own lamestream media's minds. I mean, think about it. What? You get Syria and Iran, and we hear a lot about Russia's involvement in Syria and Iran. That's it. When it comes to the rest of the world, as far as America's enemy, quote unquote, is concerned, who's the big influencer right now around the world? China. It's not Russia. It's China. China's everywhere. And we get some people that get shot. Well, China's got influence in South America. Where the hell have you been the past decade? China's the new USSR, by the way. For those who don't know yet, for those who aren't getting it from the lamestream media, China is not our friend. You can say they're a frenemy, but they're the new USSR. Do we have an arms race? Yes, folks, we're in the middle of a second arms race here. And there are a lot of people that keep telling, well, China's stuff doesn't work. Bullshit, their stuff doesn't work. They may be 20 or 30 years behind us, but they're catching up. Their stuff works as well as our stuff did back then. And they're catching up fast. And I keep warning people, how the hell would you like to have the world's most populous nation start funding the world's largest military? They already have the world's largest Air Force. How would you like them to have the world's largest Navy and world's largest Army? I mean, they cut about a quarter of their military in order to save a few bucks, because, you know, now they got better technology, so they don't need as many soldiers, and they still have nearly a million. How would you like to cut a quarter of your military and still have nearly a million soldiers on the ground? I mean, honestly, you can cut nearly 250,000 soldiers from your military and still almost have a million-man army. That's just the army. That's not your Navy and Air Force. That's just your army. Folks, let me tell you who the most dangerous, most influential country besides us is on the planet right now, and that is China. It isn't Putin and Russia. Why do you think that Putin is trying to get cozy, in bed cozy with President Xi? because he knows where he's got to go. And that is definitely with China. And you're telling me that Donald Trump doesn't understand this. And whenever he's with Xi, he stands tall and everybody talks about Donald Trump's arrogant posture with Xi. And then when he gets next to Putin, all of a sudden he becomes a limp noodle? Oh, I get it. Because of the narrative. Yeah, because he's buddies with Putin and Putin has got stuff on Trump. Putin is blackmailing Trump. Trump has got to act like a little wet noodle next to him. He's got to give Putin whatever he wants because he's a Putin lackey. That's why Putin is the only leader in the entire planet that the United States lamestream media and the Western world lamestream media says that Donald Trump acts like a noodle, even though his posture is nearly identical to everybody else that he meets. With Putin, it's all of a sudden, oh, he's a wimpy, you know, bought little noodle. I get it. And you wonder why Putin laughs when asked certain questions. Because the only people who buy this crap is our media and our left-wing nut jobs. I mean, honestly. Folks, I mean, just... You don't got to take my word for it. Just look at all the... I'm not inventing any of this stuff. I'm very observant. And I'm just putting this in perspective, logical perspective. The second most powerful country on the planet, arguably so, China, and we're willing to go into a quote-unquote trade war with them. But a has-been country... both economically and militarily and politically, we're going to kowtow to because somehow their leader has got some blackmail stuff on Donald Trump, our president. Really? I think Stormy Daniels probably has more on Trump than Putin does. And look how far that's gotten her. And I'm just saying. Now honestly, you know, when Trump goes into Europe and he goes to NATO and he goes to the G7, those people are every single... Now, he's been in office for over a year and a half. These people have been dealing with him for over a year and a half. And every time he has meetings with them, those people, those world leaders get stunned and rolled. Every single time. Why? Because they believe the bullshit media in this country when it comes to Donald Trump. They believe it. And so when they meet up with him and they find that this guy is not feckless, but this guy is bold, he's brash, and he thinks America first every single day, they get rolled and they get surprised. This is what, you know, Putin is not an idiot. You know, say what you want about the man. He's not an idiot. There is a difference between Putin and the G7 and NATO leadership. And that is Putin isn't an idiot. And he doesn't buy into this stupid narrative, which is why he's laughing his ass off. I want to be honest with you. There are two people on this planet that are now current world leaders that are Donald Trump's equal. That is Xi Jinping of China and Vladimir Putin of Russia. Because neither one of them buy into this stupid mantra that the rest of the world buys into that's being led by our lamestream media here in the USA. Everybody else buys into it. And they get shocked and stunned when they find out firsthand that it's not true. Now, those two guys, they don't get shocked and surprised because they never bought into that narrative to begin with. Oh, well, the only reason why Putin doesn't buy into it is because, you know, Rod, he obviously bought off Donald Trump. Really? This is exactly why Putin is laughing. Because he's living rent-free in the media's head. Think about that. You cannot have a better propaganda machine than your enemy's media doing all the work for you. You don't have to do a damn thing, but you can just sit back and laugh as they tear themselves their own new asshole. You know, ancient Romans, back in the ancient Rome's time, when all those wonderful little so-called savage nations and empires tried to infiltrate and beat back and try to defeat Rome and they couldn't do it, they finally got smart and said, you know what? There's some shit going down within the Roman Empire. Give it some time, they'll kill themselves. And that's exactly what they did. So Putin and Xi are sitting back there in their wonderful palaces in their respective countries. They're sitting back and thinking, you know, the American media is just going to destroy the United States of America for us. We don't got to do a damn thing. History repeating itself. If you think I'm joking, just look what our media does on a daily basis. And look what the people that watch this media believe. And when you try to get them to explain themselves and go deeper, they can't, because all they have is the freaking media, lamestream media soundbite in their head. Donald Trump's a racist. Really? When did he become a racist? Oh, he's always been a racist. So the fact that he got, you know, awards from Black and Latino communities for the past 30 years, including from the NAACP, who wouldn't give an award to a racist, you know, that means nothing to you? Well, that was then. That's kind of like, oh, well, Republicans didn't used to be the racist party, but now they are. Oh, when did that happen? Well, I don't know, but it did. Well, there's got to be a time where it flipped. So the party that was after and trying to pass civil rights legislation for, I don't know, about 100 years, all of a sudden became the party of racists. Yeah, that's it. Why? Well, because media said so, Rod. Don't you know? No, I'm not on that plantation. Sorry. And for you know, I am glad. By the way, I am really glad that we have this hashtag walkaway thing. It's about damn time. But can I add something? Well, might I mention something about that? I was never on a Democrat plantation. I was never a registered Democrat. I never, but ever since I was old enough, starting in high school, old enough to start understanding politics and what the hell was going on, I was never on the Democrat plantation. I didn't have to walk away because I never walked onto the plantation to begin with. And that's what some people just don't understand. Well, you don't get it. No, I get it. I get it that I was well educated enough to know my history to know that you don't trust a Democrat, period. Well, what about all the other blacks that did? Well, they were foolish. I'm sorry, but they were. They bought into you could just say like it's not just blacks. But you could say blacks were bribed. They bought into the bribe. Hey, we're going to give you free money via welfare. And then after they were bribed with the money, then they were indoctrinated. They were all, you know, huddled together. Why do you think that they hated Reagan so much? You see, because Democrats, let me just give you a brief history about this. This is how bad our media is when they're colluding with the Democrats. You had... You know, wonderful, good old, anti-poverty. I still say that Johnson had something to do with the death of Kennedy, but we'll never know. You got LBJ talking about, you know what, I'm going to have, and I'm going to say the word. So if for those of you people that I probably shouldn't say it because I know this is going to get on Facebook and they're going to say, hey, you can't use that word. But I'm using it in a historical sense. And he's on tape saying it, by the way. Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, is on record saying we'll have those niggers voting for us for years to come. When it came to welfare. It was a bribe. And it worked. And when he started dishing out that money for welfare, he started saying, you know what? We're not only going to give you money, we're going to give you housing. And he started herding like cattle, blacks into these so-called projects, these high-rise towers that became nothing but centers for crime and poverty and despair. And they kept them. If you didn't join the military, you were very lucky to get out of the ghetto. The modern ghetto was invented by the Democrat Party, started by Lyndon Baines Johnson. Look at it historically. That's the absolute truth. Then Ronald Reagan came along, and you started to see what? You started to see the black, rising black middle class, because Ronald Reagan said, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. This is the opportunity of a lifetime by being in this country. You're born here. You've got the right language. And now you got the right president. We're going to give you opportunity to grow. And the black middle class started to explode under Ronald Reagan. But hey, Ronald Reagan was a racist too, remember? I mean, seriously. And so they started leaving. Blacks started leaving the ghetto. And then all of a sudden we started seeing how bad the ghetto was. And then remember when they started tearing all those projects and those high-rise towers down and started replacing them with townhouses and little small apartment buildings? Still a ghetto, but not as bad as it was before. Well, they didn't work. Well, we could have told you they don't work. You don't herd people like that all together like that on top of one another. It's ridiculous. And so now you got another guy, similar to Reagan, after having the first black president in our country's history, and we're still a racist country, even though we elected a black president, who wasn't even African-American. He was African. Half African, half Kenyan. So I don't know how that makes us still racist, but okay. The highest black unemployment rate under him, since they started keeping records about that. We go to a blonde white guy, who now they say is a racist, who has developed a policy and put in place a policy that has given us the lowest black unemployment rate since they started keeping these kinds of records. Ever. And now you've got blacks who are starting to wake up and saying, hey, you got Democrats who want to bring in these illegals to take over our position. Well, Democrats have always got to have somebody in the ghetto. And if black people aren't willing to stay in the ghetto where they belong, well, they got to find somebody who is.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.